Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, March the 7th, 2023. I am Tungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are continuing our discussion around voter mobilization and registration. Ahead of general elections, with a High Court judge in Harare today refusing to force the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, to release the electronic voters' rolls, saying that would pose a security threat to the register. The electoral body had been taken to court by Alan Markham, an opposition Citizens Coalition for Change member of parliament for Harare North, seeking an order compelling ZEC to release the electronic voters' roll. But High Court Judge Justice Neva Katio refused to oblige, ruling that, quote, in this age of social media, the voters' roll can be tampered with, especially the electronic version. Markham's lawyer, Danford Halimani, spoke with our reporter, Frank Chikore, after the ruling.
Zeki haina kuita zviri kunze kwemutemo kuramba kubudisa voters roll. Koti yati iyo nekuda kwekuti pane ma security concerns. Zeki ine kodzero yekuti itore nguva kuti igadzire voters roll rakadzivirirwa kuitira kuti risaipindirwa nevamwe vanhu vanongoda kupindira vachikanganisa voters roll.
Saka tingati isusu matanha makapi amuchatora takatarisa kuti sarudzo dzava padyo dziri kutarisirwa kuitwa munana chikunguru kana muna nyamavhovha gore rino
isu semagweta tinotora mainstructions kubva kumaclients saka tichatotaura neclient tichatofonera izvo tichibva pano totaura naye tonzwa kuti iye anofungei nazvo then toita take it up from there. Isu edu semagweta tine ma opinions edu hatiwirirani ne outcome ne decision ye court but isusu hatisisi varidzi venyaya tiri malawyers anomirira varidzi venyaya so isusu tozo acta nezvinenge zvichida maclients edu.
Lawyer Danford Halimani for Harare North, a Triple C member of parliament, Alan Markham. Elsewhere, youths from the two main political parties, the ZANU-PF and Triple C, are at the forefront of mobilizing voters ahead of the polls. They are pushing last-minute voter registrants after the announcement by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission that it will launch a voter registration blitz from March 12 through 21. Lichona njani sapho lweZimbabwe siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngemizamo enziwa ngabatsha bamabandla ezombusazwe eyokukhuthaza uZulu ukuthi abhalisele ukuvota ngobunengi kukhetho oluzayo. IZimbabwe Electoral Commission ithi izasungula uhlelo lokuphuma ijumo isiya ezabelweni ukuyabhalisa labo abalokhu bengakabhalisi abafuna ukuvota kukhetho oluzayo. Lolu hlelo luzaqala mhlaka 12 kulinyanga luye phela mhlaka 21. Kolunye udaba, inkantolo ye-High Court yalile namuhla ukubamba iZEC ngamandla ukuthi ivezele uzulu ugwalo lwabavoti olwe voters roll olutholakala ebulenjini olwaziwa ngokuthi electronic version. Udaba lolu belukhwezwe ngumeli weHarare North edalele ephalamende olilunga le-CCC umnumzana Alan Makam. Kodwa umahluli ulahlelo ludaba esithi iZEC ingaluveza lolugwalo lulakho ukubanjwa ngendlela engayisiyo izigilamkhuba. Kwaziwa ivatereri be-Studio 7 na nasimuchirongkwache Live Talk The Connection. Tiri kutarisa matano ari kuitwa nevechidiki vemapato anosanganisira ZANU PF ne-CCC ekukuruzira veruzhinji kuti vavote neuwandu hwavo musarudzo dzinouya. Vechidiki ava vari kumhanya mhanya nyika yese vachitsvagira mapato avo rutsigiro apo Zimbabwe Electoral Commission yazivisawo kuti ichatanga chirongwa chekutumira vashandi vayo kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana kunonyoresa vanhu vasati vanyoresa pasi pechirongwa chevoter registration blitz icho chichatanga musi wa12 mwedzi uno chichipera musi wa21 mwedzi uno zvakare. Mune imwewo nyaya, dare reHigh Court nhasi rarasa chikumbiro chemumiriri weHarare North mudare reparamende uye vari nhengo yeCCC vaAlan Makam chekuti ZEC iburitse electronic voters roll. Mutongi wedare ati voters roll iyi ikaburitswa inogona kubatwa nenzira isina kukodzera nevamwe izvo zvinozokanganisa kuvimbika kwayo. And now to talk about voter mobilization by youth from political parties, we are joined by opposition CCC youth spokesperson Stephen Sarkozy Chuma and ZANU-PF youth secretary for information, communication and technology, Mr. Munashe Mututsa. Good evening, gentlemen, and welcome to Live Talk. Let me start with Mr. Sarkozy. Mr. Sarkozy, we saw, as said already, we saw your Member of Parliament for Harare North, Mr. Makam, losing a case in the High Court today, in which he was seeking an order compelling ZEC to release the voters' roll, the electronic voters' roll. What's your take on that ruling?
Thank you, Mr. Makabi Waterian. What the High Court has done today, yes, we respect the court, but it has been clear since the text of state power through the legal code in 2017 that not only the executive power has been usurped by the military, but we've also seen the usurping of powers in the other two arms of government, that is the judiciary and the parliament. This has not been new. We are seeing the breaching of the constitution really by Emmerson Mnangagwa led military regime. We have seen what they did, the question that was written by the people in 2017. We have seen that the Chief Justice, which is the beginning, the alpha of our program, of our problems, where even beyond the government, the Chief Justice Malala was retained. And this is the result that we are now seeing. Malala was retained so that he can serve the interests of Mnangagwa. We know that is ZEC by law, at law. It's supposed to be transparent. There's nothing wrong when people say, how can we see those that are supposed to vote for the public office of this country? So we don't know the logic behind the judge's ruling, but we respect the court. But that does not mean to say we must respect that those courts are now not independent. We know that sometimes the flag is muscles to capture the court. This is a clear indication from what you have been saying to say Malala is there as the Chief Justice to serve at the rooms of Emerson Mnangagwa. And you know that all those judges and the magistrates, they don't make rulings on their own. The rulings, they come from the warehouse. This has been very clear. So what is happening even to our neighbors, Honorable John Buscala from the weather, where a simple case that he could have been done in bail up to now is in prison. So this is not something new. We know that the judiciary operates at the wheels of Zambia.
Thank you, Mr. Chuma. And now coming to you, Mr. Mututsa. Munashe Mututsa is the ZANU-PF Youth Secretary for Information, Communication and Technology. Mr. Mututsa, the High Court refused today to compel the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to release the electronic voters' roll. Clearly, the release of the voters' roll should be in the interest of everyone, including ZANU-PF. Not so, Mr. Mututsa.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me. I agree with you that it is in the best interest of each and every of the voters provided for by our country's laws. That's our laws that guarantee that every player, every citizen in Zimbabwe, particularly, has every right to have access to a voter's roll, especially now that we are in an election year. The only difference is that people are forgetting. They are reading the outcome of the judgment, forgetting the other parts and the reason of that the judge Katia raised around the application to release the voters' roll. The judge raised security concerns, saying that the judge is mandated to safeguard the voters' roll, especially the electronic one, because it can be tampered with. We know this because it has always been the case. In any case, the Electoral Act says that the VET is mandated to release an electronic copy or a physical hard copy. And in that regard, we know that with the judge, when he was raising issues, he said that especially the electronic one is a problem because we have seen evidence that people can tamper with the voter's roll. The biggest problem we are having is that the voter's roll contains people's information, it contains people's photos, it contains their phone number, their addresses. And we cannot trust, I think, in the instances of what is happening, I think in the views of himself and maybe Zach, who has been, defending this position, they cannot trust the people's information, which is private, by the way, just being put out there, and then it can be abused. And with groups like Fatshebu, doing all sorts of things, whatever it is that is released by Zach. And we know that everyone has every right to do what Pachedi is doing. But what our biggest problem in Zimbabwe is that no one knows who Pachedi is. It's a shadowy group that is located, in my view, America. It is sponsored from America, and their agenda is not an agenda that is pro-Zimbabwe. To an extent that Zach in itself has to protect the integrity of that same voters' roll by making sure that people's private information is not tampered with and is not used for other criminal or ulterior actions. So, not much speaking on behalf of Zach, but speaking as a ZANU-PF, I think I understand where that Katia was coming from in his dismissal of the CCC application and getting the voters' roll. But we also know that in reality, the CCC as a political entity, they are really not much interested in voters' roll. It is a shame that they have created anything around the voters' roll, except for this publicity stunt that they have just come up with. We know that they have been under pressure from their social media influencers who have been making noise about this. But in reality, CCC knows, and they know within themselves that they are really not interested in the voters' roll only because they just want to make headlines and make noise about what is occurring in our country.
Kodwa mnumzana Mututsa ngubamba umlomo khona apho la uyavuma ukuthi isisekelo sombuso sithi wonke umuntu ulelungelo lokuthola i-voters roll. Kodwa nxa inkantolo isivala lelo lungelo ngoba ithi kungaba lama security concerns, clearly ngeke kube into elungileyo leyo ngoba ungani sokuyikwephula isisekelo sombuso futhi.
ngiyakuzwa ukukhuluma isingene zawuthendela ngesingene into ekhona lapha ukuthi umuntu ngoba MP weCCC uhambe ecourt esiyacela ukuthi ivoters roll liphume bayinike uJudge Kachiyo wanika izizathu zakhe ezokuthi engabandisizwe ukuthi ingabaniki izizathu azinikileyo izizathu ze-security eyokuthi i-voters roll iyenani zabantu iyenamba zesithupha zabantu iyimfihlakalo zabantu abayesaba ukuthi bengayifaka iyi-soft copy ebantwini ingasetshenziswa ukwenza izinto ezingalunganga lokhu yimbono ekaJudge Kachiyo o-MP we-CCC ohambe enkantolo esiyacela ucelileyo ulilungelo njalo lokuhamba phezulu ukaJudge Kachiyo in a form of TV application or an appeal ehamba i-constitutional court with the Supreme Court i-court ayishiye ukugcina entendeni ukhulumile imbono yakhe ujaji yikho phela labo ngenxa yokuhlelizweni lomthetho engasebenzi-social media ayakwazi labo amaloya angikhona ukuthi sokunje ujaji angunika i-judgment ongazishisiyo kulezi zinto kuleluzinto izinto ezihlanganisela uku-apila izinto ezihlanganisela uyaakhot esupria court ukwenzela ukuthi bekuncedise ngalokhu ofuna ukuncediswa ngakho abayaliswanga kwenza lokho ujaji azange kubhane lokho.
Siyabonga aqhubeka ubambile khonapho ecingweni Mututsa ndizoke kwamuri va chuma ndofunga manzwa va Mututsa va xitaura hanzi se triple c munekodzero yekukwidza nyaya yekudare riri uko ri kumusoro kwehigh court muchipikisa mutongo wa nhasi ndofunga muchada kupindura ipapo and then motitaura zvekare motaura vechidiki kunzeo kuti kwakakosha sei kuti vanonyoresa kana kuchivhura voter registration blitz ichatanga pa kupera pesvondo apa
maita basa chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti kachaosa nyaya yemutongo wanga uchitaurawo kuti kuwanikwa kwevoters roll kumazimbabwe zvinova zvara zvezimbabwe izvo zvanovhota hanzi national threat national security national threat to security asi toziva chose kuti kana vanhu 6 million avachada kunovhota vachida kuti vanzwisise kuti mazita avo arimo here hama dzavo dzirimo here chinhu chingatova national security threat ipapo ndiyo zeki nokuti kuramba kwezeki ichiramba ichiviga zvinhu zvine national interest izvozvo ndo zvinokonzera kuti pave nethreat national security saka titoti zeki pairi papapa kana ichinyaya dzakande blit kaita nyaya dzetransparenc iyo zeki as incident is now a security threat kunyika yezimbabwe saka tinokurudzira kuti dai vezeki ndoanga wanzwisa kuti nyaya yemaelections haisinyaya yemunhu one nyaya yemaelections haisinyaya yemapato nyaya yemaelections inyaya yezvaro zvezimbabwe zvine national interest kuti vazive kuti kana vachinovhota mazita avo arimo here hama takashata kuti vange vachida kuona gwaro iroro rekuti mazita avo arimo here then toenda panyaya yekuti vanhu vanokwanisa kuchallenja vanhu vetripusi kumakot toziziva kuti kubva 2008 2013 tanga patingori nemaichise kuti zek haisi kukwanisa kuburisa pachona nyaya dzevoters roll mapolitical parties anga aripo kubva kuna NDC nao zine TPC vatingoenda kumakoti zek ichiramba kuburisa nyaya yevoters roll so zviri pachena kuti zek is no longer suitable to hold my elections ari credible munyika muno zek is operating under the whims yekabau iri kuicontrola nekuti dei anga ichireva zvido zvevanhu hationa chakashata kuti vanhu vazive kuti masava arimo here vanhu vazive kuti vanhu vanokovhota vangani
vachuma ndichadzoka ipapo panyaya yakakosha regai timbotora mafemo thank you gentlemen and please do stay with us as we take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about voter mobilization and registration ahead of general elections this year. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Ndizoke kwa muri vachuma mangama kuda kutsanangura vechidiki kuti kwakakosha sei kuti vanyorese kuvota uye kuvota musarudzo dzacho. Enderai nyumberi.
Nyaya tiri kutaura ndekuti vechidiki vose ndimi makawanda, hatisi takawanda muZimbabwe katarisa mamiriro akaita population yedu. Zvino hatigoni kuregza kunosarudza vatungamiriri vachadetemaina kuti ndiani otarisa nyaya dzekuti vechidiki vaone mabasa. Vatungamiriri vachadetemaina kuti ndiani otarisa kuti maminerals edu awane kubhenefita vana venyika yeZimbabwe, vote machinese chete. Saka mukana wakapiwa ndiwoyu mukana wekupedzisira. Sezvamunoziva, tanga tine chirongwa cheRIP inonzi Register, Elect and Protect. Iyo chataifamba nyika yose tikurudzira vanhu vanyorese kuvhota. Challenge yanga iripo ndeyekuti kumadistrict ose muZimbabwe zvavo dzeti dzimwe nguva paprovhinsi vaigonangowana vano rutupo anenge akavhura. Zvino chirongwa ichi chauya pamuri kumaruwa, kumataundi, kumafarms, kumamaindi. Ngatitorei mukana uno, this is the last boarding call kune vedu vechidiki. Ndiwo mukana wekuti munosarudza vatungamiriri chaivo chaivo, vatungamiriri vasingaregi nyaya dzecorruption, vatungamiriri vasingasungi vaindi nekuti vataura nyaya dzekuti zvazvamira zvakanaka munyika. Inguva yedu yechidiki, let's take this opportunity and make sure that we register to vote and make sure that we mobilize all of our relatives and friends to make sure that they register in their numbers. Nekuti vote yenyu imini ndo pane power yenyu. Let's register to vote.
Ngibuye kuwe Mnumzana Mututsa. Uhlelo lwe-voter registration blitz luyaqala njalo mhla ka-12 luyephela mhla ka-21. Kwabanye abasakhulayo abalokhe bengakabhalisi, ungathi kungani bemele bayebhalisa? Kuqakatheke ngani?
Alright, ngiyabonga. Ukubhalisa kuqakatheke kakhulu ekuthini abantu bekhethe abakhokheli ababafunayo. Into eyisokogqila and into okumele siyinanzelele kweleZimbabwe ngakukhangele ama-figures esathole from last year. By May 2022, I tell you that the majority they are going to have a registration of voters so far. Now,
political party. The only difference is that we do not exist on social media.
or we don't exist to kind of handle social media about our program is a embassy. There is still no excuse to be in a banja, in a banja, in a banja. So it looks like we are happy, is a nigga, it's Cuba.
Siyabonga mthusa mthusa qhubeka kubambile khona apho nthatha umlaleli hallo mterere mlaleli siyakwamukela kuhlelo tinokugamshira hi
sanibonani sambingelela ehlelweni
yeli njani baba
siyaphila njani
hayi siyaphila sikhuluma lobani
ukhuluma noGodfrey Ndimande
Yebo Ndimande izwili indaba sokulungiselela ukhetho lapho uzavota yini
Ay angizimiselanga ngempela ukuvota nginezizathu ezimbalwa njengakutshela zona
Indaba Ndimande akuzitsha
isizathu sokuqala nje ukuthi kade kwasangivota kodwa ke ivoti lami alisebenzi bengaze ngadiscover ukuthi eZimbabwe ivoti alisebenzi kusese kwenzelwa nje ukuthi kupheleliswe nje ukuthi abantu bavotile kodwa ke ivoti I can say ukuthi it's useless as in like it amalungelo abantu awahlonishwa noma ungavota kwenzakaleni ivoti lakho nje alisebenzi fana nje nomuntu ongavotanga
hey madoda indaba enkulu leyo Ndimande siyabonga ngena kuhlelo kahle sizo sopolitiki ukuthi bathini ngoba ivoti lakho liqhakathekile njengoba uStar osoze uvote kahle sizo bona bezombusaza ukuthi bathini vachuma pachidimbu manje wamterera ari kutaura panzi Inini andi voti nekuti we've been voting for a long time asisha ndokuhapana pachidimbo tipe mindro yenyu papo
mukoma mutaura moyo vane Zimbabwe mutaura moyo voti inoshanda nekuti voti dzakaona ikushanda mugore 1980 kunyange sinitanga akasunga zvimusei asi vane Zimbabwe vakabuda vakavhota ikaona Zimbabwe itsva Then 2008, kunyange mugabanga kwaMoyo takazviona vhoti yakashanda. Gore rino zvakare kunozova kuti vhoti ichashanda ngatirimei pakuru, tikarima pakuru zvongova makudosa akaba sei. Asi tinokohwa chete, gore rino igore reshanduko, tinokurudzira munhu wese kuti vhoti inoshanda.
Thank you there, Vachuma. Mnumzana Mutusa, umzwilu umlaleli lapho uthi yena kudala evota kodwa kula lutho olutshintshayo ungathanda ukuthini kuye ngamafitshane
ngamafitshane ngithanda ukuthi ngithi umlaleli le kubuhlungu kakhulu ukuza umuntu esitsha amazwi kanjalo kuthanda ukukhuthaza abalaleli ukuthi hhayi lingalandeleli bachana bejezelanini akuvote abantu ngabona inguquko isenzakala I think i-problem elomuntu ebelomlaleli yikuthi maybe umlaleli uhlala edorobheni uhlala nebhiku uharare uwobulawayo uwogweru lapha abona khona ama-day-to-day issues akhe sehluleka ukusovwa ngamakhansila ayabe avotele amakhansila ae-c c
siyabonga mtutsa sorry isikhathi sisambile mtutsa but we would like to thank our guest ubaba Steven Sakhozi Chuma Uyutha, spokesperson webandla le Triple C, and also thanks to Munashe Mututsa, ZANU-PF Youth Secretary for Information and Technology. We are out of time, Zimbabwe, and I also would like to say thank you so very much to our viewers at home and listeners. And that brings us to the end of our show. Let's make another date tomorrow. I am Tungamilinkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe.